This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
I think we're continuing to suffer from the very bad judgments that President Trump made in pulling out of the JCPOA.
U.S. President Joe Biden at yesterday's Group of 20 summit speaking about the Iran nuclear deal that had been negotiated when he was vice president in the Obama administration.
And so that's one issue, and that issue is going to depend on whether and how that gets resolved. Is going to depend on their action and the willingness of our friends who were part of the original agreement to stick with us and make sure there's a price to pay economically for them to fail to come back.
President Biden wrapped up his time at the Group of 20 summit in Rome yesterday, meeting on the sidelines with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and French President Emmanuel Macron, discussing Iran's nuclear program. The four made a joint statement expressing their determination to ensure that Iran can never develop or acquire a nuclear weapon. His purpose at the summit was also to convince Americans and the wider world that he's got things under control and taking Russia, China, and Saudi Arabia to task for not doing enough to deal with the existential threat of climate change, which he said disappointed him, but still progress was made.
But what we did do, we passed a number of things here to end the subsidization of coal. We made commitments here from across the board, all of us, in terms of what we're going to bring to the G26. And I think, you know, as that old trite saying goes, the proof of the pudding will be in the eating.
The global health toll from COVID-19 has topped 5 million nearly 2 years into a crisis that has not only devastated poor countries, but also humbled wealthy ones with first-rate healthcare systems. Together, the United States, the European Union, Britain, and Brazil account for 1/8 of the world's population, but nearly half of all reported deaths. This is VOA News. Tourists began arriving at Thailand's international airports on Monday as the country reopened for fully vaccinated tourists. Tourists are required to present a Thailand pass to health officers and immigration upon arrival. The document comes in QR code form, which aims to replace the certificate of entry or COE given by the Thai embassy or consulate. Among the Asia Pacific's most visited countries, Thailand has lost about 3 million tourism-dependent jobs and an estimated $50 billion a year in revenue due to COVID-19. Speaking of flying, this weekend was not a good one if you were planning to fly American Airlines, and it wasn't just the weather, as AP's Julie Walker reports.
A rough travel weekend for flyers, with American Airlines canceling around 1,600 flights. American cites windy conditions in Texas and a shortage of flight attendants. By midday Sunday, American had canceled more than 700 flights. That's after scrapping nearly 900 on Friday and Saturday, according to FlightAware. The disruptions were similar in their initial cause and size to problems suffered in early October by Southwest Airlines, which at the time canceled well over 2,000 flights. And it raises questions about whether major airlines are prepared for the busy upcoming holiday travel period. American and Southwest say they've stepped up hiring. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden is praising a new U.S. and European Union agreement that would crack down on dirty steel that leads to carbon emissions. It would also patch up transatlantic rift over Trump-era steel and aluminum tariffs. Biden and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen outlined the deal Sunday during the Group of 20 summit in Rome. In 2018, the Trump administration slapped taxes on EU steel and aluminum, claiming threats to U.S. national security. European and other allies were outraged, and many countered with tariffs on U.S.-made motorcycles, bourbon, peanut butter, jeans, and other items. French President Emmanuel Macron said Prime Minister of Australia Scott Morrison lied to him while he was secretly negotiating a submarine deal with the U.S. and Britain. Answering a reporter's question about whether he thinks Morrison lied to him, Macron replied, "I don't think. I know he lied." Australia last month canceled a multi-billion-dollar contract to buy diesel-electric French submarines and instead decided to acquire U.S. nuclear-powered submarines. The decision was part of an Indo-Pacific pact between Australia, Britain, and the U.S. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.